signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty.
William Rapillon. Tonight is Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. Please go to Republic Broadcasting and donate. We're in a really tough situation right now. Run out of money. I don't know how close we came to that $2,000 drive we had last week, but that was just the minimum to try to keep the station afloat. So, folks, if you haven't donated, we really, really need the extra help right now. All right, I don't get paid. The stage is just to keep the station going. I do this purely out of the desire to get the truth out and for actual justice to be served someday in this world that we live in that is absolutely not just and not free. Tonight I have with me a very special guest that I've not had on before, a fellow RBN host that I found out about through Richard. Because I pretty much live in a hole, except for lately I've been listening to a lot more other hosts, and that's a great thing to do, especially this host. His name is Blackbird Nine, and he has a show on Sundays. I forgot what time exactly it was, somewhere around 8 o'clock or something. And I think I got that right. So without further ado, Blackbird Nine, welcome. Good to have you.
Greetings, good sir. Happy Wacky Wednesday from Blackjack Mountain, North Kakalaki. And not to correct you, but it's Saturday night, the Saturday Snack Shack from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on RBN. Tune in.
Perfect. All right, Saturday Snack Shack, 7 to 8 p.m. There it is. I've got it imprinted on my brain. I won't forget it.
There you go.
I've been listening to I missed your Saturday show, but I catch some of the other ones, and one of the things that impressed me the most about your show is all your monologues that you do at the beginning of your show.
I have fun with my little nine at seven, we call it, where I take seven topics of the week and try to make something funny, dark humor, of course, gallows humor, but I enjoy putting the monologues together.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, I couldn't think of a better, you know, I mean, there's no way around it, really. It's going to be dark humor. It's going to be, you know, it's a very dark time that we're in right now. So humor, I think, is very helpful. You definitely have a kind of humorous bent to your delivery of information. I definitely appreciate that. I think it makes the information more palatable. I try to do that myself. My sense of humor is pretty cackalacky, I guess you'd say. So happy cackalacky to you there, Blackbird. So I guess cackalacky is a euphemism for Carolina.
Yes, North Carolina is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. But what we've got is a vibrant, multicultural North Kakalaki. And if you don't love it, you know, they will destroy you with their social justice warriorisms.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I hear you talk about Watauga County quite a bit. Watauga County, what's the significance of that for you?
Oh, well, you know, all of these people screaming diversity, and got to celebrate different cultures. And, you know, what's unique about this part of the Appalachian Mountains is a unique demographic. When you look at, you know, how this wilderness was tamed and turned into a thriving civilization, and how the powers that should not be after 9/11 said, oh, we can't have those high trust white Christian communities up there in those mountains anymore. We've got to do something about that, fix it, tikkun olam it. And basically, we have gone through since 9/11 this weaponization of the university system, Appalachian State University, which is a public, taxpayer funded university, has been completely weaponized. There used to be four hospitals in the county. It was, you know, this big PR campaign to say, oh, we need to, you know, do away with those public hospitals and privatize them and sell them to an outside interest and consolidate them down into one hospital. And of course, it's going to be completely diversified, you know, and so they are just using, and of course, you know, the public education system, it's, you know, it's just everything up here has been weaponized. The, you know, corporate, even down to the fast food restaurants, you know, everything is, you know, you're not going to find a white cashier anymore at any of the grocery stores, any of the fast food places, because they're all, you know, trying to get their ESG numbers up to prove that they're not racist. Meanwhile, the local people need not apply for any work. That was one of the things that shocked me when I came back up here, was thinking I had the golden resume. I was just going to, you know, be able to pick and choose where I wanted to work. And lo and behold, I didn't realize that they had passed a countywide ordinance that basically said local white men need not apply. You know, straight white men need not apply anywhere up here. And it's just been, you know, this amazing observation of social experimentation if it wasn't so horrific that it's happening to my community. You know, this is my family. You know, my family traces their heritage in these hills to the colonial times. And so you just see that this is full on, you know, white genocide, Kalergi plan, Cloward Piven plan to destroy what's here and replace it with something completely different. You know, then they're, they're proud of it. And the media, the other thing is, you know, you'll hear me talking about the Adams Publishing owned, out of state owned Watauga Democrat, where they came in and bought up all the high country press in all of these rural communities and fired all the local people, brought in a bunch of, you know, social justice warrior journalists and public relations majors. It's like, do you really know what public relations mean? And it's just this big infomercial for, you know, new Watauga that, oh, isn't it great that, you know, white people don't have a say anymore. We've got all these multicultural. We got a mosque now. We're being overrun by busloads of people from the borders of Texas, you know, but it's great. This diversity is so awesome. And, you know, white people are like, we're strangers in a strange land that used to be our home. And all of these strangers are very hostile strangers because they're being programmed to think that, you know, we're what's wrong with America. You know, high trust white Christian communities are what needs to be changed in America, right? So, yeah, that's basically, you know, where we are here in a nutshell. It's total clown world and being paid for largely by the taxpayer and out of state, out of country money. So.
Well, yeah, and all of the interest that we pay to the Federal Reserve, right? All that interest that we pay on money that they don't own and that they print out of nothing and then they never pay it back. But the interest, they make money off the interest that they print out of nothing. And then they use the money to further their interests. And then we pay the interest on that money. I think that's how it works, right? I mean, That's the Jewish way.
Yeah, that was the coup of 1913, where we got the Federal Reserve, we got the ADL, and we got the IRS. You know, and that was just a complete turning everything the Great Experiment was supposed to be, as far as an independent, you know, self-ruling experiment. You know, suddenly, you know, we're under the thumb of the international banksters, and we all know who they are. Even though they try very hard to keep hidden, isn't that amazing? They just don't want any accountability. But yeah, this is what we're up against. And you know, the idea that, you know, the big news today was the Grand Sanhedrin of the Federal Reserve declared that they're not going to raise interest rates. You know, and it's just like, why are we even having this discussion with these people? They should not be handling our currency. According to my Constitution, you know, we're supposed to be printing our own money. You know, how did that get outsourced? And the other thing they do to us, of course, is foreign aid. You know, so much of those billions that go to Israel, even though it's in direct violation of both the Symington and Glenn Acts on people who haven't, you know, signed the nuclear proliferation treaty, you know, or the non-proliferation treaty, you know, they're not supposed to get any foreign aid from the U.S., but that doesn't count when it's Israel, right? And so Israel gets all of these billions and then turns around and, you know, sends it to all these NGO groups that are there to basically wage war on Heritage America. And so and Boone alone, if you go out to melissa.com and do a search on the Boone zip code of 27607, you know, you will find that there are over 240 active NGO groups alone just in that one zip code. You know, that's not even counting the rest of the county. I mean, it's amazing how weaponized this county is by, you know, basically you had about 200 carpetbaggers invade after 9/11 with just bags of money, and they have turned this place on their head, on its head, you know, and just took over.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What was the zip code again?
27607.
All right, I'm on Melissa.com. I'm looking it up right now as we speak. And by the way, diversity is a just replace the word diversity with chicken swinging. So anybody says diversity is our strength, say no. Chicken swinging is your strength.
Yes.
I could just say Jewishness, but let's keep it real over here, right?
Right. You know.
I love your term, by the way, chicken swinger.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure it's been. I don't know that you coined it, but did you coin it?
I think so. I like to it. You know, that was when I discovered the ritual that they do during the high holy days. You know, this is chicken swinging season. You know, that they gotta, you know, sin all year, swing a chicken, transfer your sins to the chicken, fool God. Yay, the chicken goes to hell, but you don't. You know, you can't argue with logic like that, right?
It's just. It's just these people. I mean, man, and it's people that come to their defense, like I did when I first learned. It's amazing. But once, I think that's the only thing we can really do is just keep telling people what they're actually doing, and then people can hopefully, you know, one person at a time can. Get out from underneath this hypnosis, this hallucination, this absolute acid or mushroom trip that they're on permanently, with this complete inversion of reality and this reprogramming of the human mind by the Jew in the most just insidious kind of way imaginable. I'm just considering what they're doing.
Oh, it is shocking to see the methods that this university here, Appalachian State University, uses on the students to basically weaponize them against the local population. You know, we are just the worst things ever, according to the staff and faculty at Appalachian State University. And so when you go out to try to interface with the so-called best and brightest our state has to offer, you know, they don't want to hear a word you say. They just want to shout you down because you're a misogynist, you're a white supremacist, you're a Nazi, you're a hick, you're a redneck, you're a cracker. You know, their professors have turned them on to the realities of the world, and, you know, we're just, you know, need to go away. You know, these white people in these mountains just need to go away because we're the problem. And, you know, when you have a university that has mandatory diversity training for all incoming freshmen that basically says that, you know, white people are responsible for everything in the world, Jews never did anything wrong ever, anybody who dares criticize, mock, or question the Jews is a horrible anti-Semite, and the Holocaust, of course, is the worst thing that ever happened in all recorded history. Hitler is the most evil man who ever lived. And if you dare question that, then, you know, they will shut you down. You know, they don't want to hear it. And it's like, I thought we were supposed to have universities to teach young people how to think, not what to think. But that isn't the case anymore. And it's just when you actually have studied, you know, psychological program, especially the tactics that, you know, the Mossad uses, you know, and, you know, the classic Bolshevik brainwashing programs of, you know, going up through the Holodomor, how they brainwash people, you know, this idea of, you know, re-educating, you know, this is basically what our universities have turned into. It's re-education systems where basically everything familiar to you, i.e. what your family valued, you need to unlearn that and adopt this new globo-homo agenda. And, you know, Appalachian State University on their homepage says they are turning out global citizens, not, you know, patriots, you know, not proud Americans. They're sort of out global citizens. I hear the music. So. For God knows where.
We'll be right back after the break, folks. Blackheart 9. When I get there.
to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
States.
With
anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Segment in between now and the next break. Blackbird, where were we?
We were just talking about how, you know, all of these systems have been weaponized against the heritage America, you know, education, the media, you know, healthcare. And we definitely saw that with the COVID lockdown. Just, you know, how this is an authoritative system that is taking over. And it's hitting everywhere. You know, this is, you know, about as rural as you can get up here, and we're ground zero. They just really are trying to destroy all of these, you know, old traditional heritage America towns. Look what they've done to Memphis. Look what they've done to, you know, Chattanooga. Look what they've done to New Orleans. Look what they've done to Atlanta. Atlanta, when I was a child, was just this beautiful city. Charlotte, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, you know, just all of those cities were white cities when I was a child and no more. And, you know, look who's running them now. And it's just all those chicken swingers with lots of money, and they just, come in and they're well organized, they're well financed, they're completely ruthless. The second you give any indication that you're not fully on board with the agenda, they take you out. And they have all their wonderful whisper campaigns and, you know, will just basically destroy you locally if you get in their way. And it's just been amazing what the last I've been going through since 9/11, fighting this battle up here in these mountains. And like I said, yeah, the most frustrating thing is how many of the Heritage America folks side with the Globo Homo agenda because they don't want to be seen as a racist Southerner. You know, that's like, oh, no, I'm not like my father and my mother. And it's like, there you go. Why don't you want to be like your father and your mother? Because you went to education systems and they told you that that was bad. And so you're trying to get this new identity for yourself. That's, you know, all this, you know, Globo Homo New Age stuff, right? So that's.
Yeah, that or they know it. Yeah, that or they know it and they're just too cowardly to speak out about it. I mean, yeah, it's I don't know, but. I mean, you know, go back to World War II and think what our grandfathers went over there and fought and died for this. This is what it is. This is what they were fighting for in reality. We were told something different, but we were fighting for this right now to happen to us later on.
Right. And, you know, my father and my uncles all fought in World War II. My father lied about his age, you know, to be able to go fight because we got attacked, right? And then you realize that, you know, no, we got sucker punched. It was all set up. This was just like another false flag to get a war going. You know, this is how they operate. This is, you know, problem, reaction, solution dynamics. And my father fell for it. And, you know, it was so sad to see his realization of, you know, what all of that, you know, that he fought for coming to America, coming to Europe, and how diversity and inclusivity was going to destroy everything that white people built, but he couldn't do anything about it. And, you know, that was, you know, you know, he saw, you know, what feminism was doing. He saw what, you know, social justice was doing, et cetera. And, you know, just how do you fight against this? And it's just, you know, are we just going to go extinct because nobody can figure out a way to fight this wave of change and progress? You know, that, you know, Marxist term is always, it's so progressive, you know, look at the change we've gotten. It's like, well, what was wrong with the way we did things? The way we did things really worked. We had a really nice high trust community, you know, people got along, used to enjoy going to town, you know, going shopping used to mean meeting your neighbors that, you know, you haven't seen for a while and things like that. Now it's basically you just get in and get out with as little friction as you possibly can. You know, if there's nothing enjoyable about going to town anymore here.
Yeah. Now are you talking about Boone?
Yeah, Boone. You know, yeah. If you're 20 and you just want to go bar hopping, yeah, I'm sure it's great because they finally, you know, beat the church down and got alcohol up here. Used to, Appalachian State University was the one college you could send your kids to that didn't have a party street. Like, you know, Chapel Hill has Franklin Street, NC State, you know, has Hillsborough Street, you know, Wilmington, yeah, you got the big port, you know, bars down the, you know, river down there, you know, that's, but, you know, Appalachian was where, you know, you sent your kids that you didn't want them to pick up a lot of bad habits. Well, after 9/11, all the alcohol laws changed up here. Now they're serving beer in the stadium, you know, for the football games and such. And, you know, that would have never happened, you know, before this invasion of these people with lots of money.
I hear the next music. We're at the half hour break. We'll be right back, folks. It's William McFillan with Blackbird Nine, my guest tonight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Okay, let me get in with a couple of questions here, Blackbird. You mentioned the county ordinance. I was going to ask you, I'm going to look that up and find out a little more about that. Also on the Melissa, it was actually 28607 is where Watauga.
Boom. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confusing my zip codes. Yes.
27607 is Raleigh.
Right.
That's pretty much Cadillac-y as well. So
yeah, I used to live in Raleigh. That's why I always get 28 and 27 backwards.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see. I just threw two questions. Yeah. So
county. It's been a long day. I'm having a grandpa moment there. But anyway, but you see what I'm talking about with the number of NGOs listed under that 28607.
Yeah, so I looked it up. I just see information. It just has like the general information. It doesn't have anything about that. So maybe I'm looking in the wrong spot.
Yeah, well, if you, Melissa used to be a lot easier to use. But, you know, if you dig in, you can actually get the names of all the NGO groups, the person whose name's on the tax info, and how much taxable income they have per year, right? And so, you know, you see these groups, and a lot of, you know, the NGO groups are, you know, just, they're just basically setting up, you know, a corporation to do something in the community, right? So it's not nefarious. But a lot of these, especially when you see that they've got multi-million dollar accounts, you know, they're weaponized, you know, that they're, you know, here to, you know, carry out an agenda. So it's like, why does this little NGO have so much out-of-state money coming into our county for this particular reason? And it's one of the big ones you'll see is all the NGOs that are set up to assist new arrivals. You know, I love all the euphemisms they use for invaders. And you know, they say, oh, they're refugees, they're dreamers, they're new arrivals, you know, they're part of our new multicultural experiment here. And it's like, no, they're replacement population invaders. This is warfare, but it's a different kind of warfare. So, you know, that's just,
wow.
You know,
well, this is a fantastic tool.
Oh, yeah, Melissa, I learned about that in the early days of the 9/11 truth movement. We were trying to figure out, who are these people that are attacking the 9/11 truth movement so much, and how, where's their money coming from? And you realize, oh, this is NGO warfare. Okay. They set up these NGO groups and dump money into it, and it's a big money laundering operation. And then you, like I said, you see all the connections of, you know, all this foreign aid money that comes back into these NGO groups as philanthropy. And then you have all of these people that have a lot of ill-gotten gains, and you'll hear me talking about the Schaefer Kike Dykes, whose father had the Claire's franchise for all the malls. I don't know if you remember Claire's, but it's basically how to have your tween and teen daughter dressed like a prostitute. Go to Claire's at the mall, right? Get your piercings and your all your, you know, stuff like that. And he made billions. You know, it's all this, you know, crap made in slave labor in China. And his two daughters that are best buds with Gloria Steinem, they're always jet-setting around the world doing philanthropy with Gloria Steinem, they are dumping tons of money into the county. They're the ones who, you know, paid for the hospital to be re-upfitted. They paid for the big auditorium at, you know, Appalachian State to be re-upfitted. And, of course, they get control of the stage, right, the bookings. They paid for our new Chicken Swinger Clubhouse Synagogue, right? And so just millions being dumped on this county to bring all these, you know, fifth column chicken swingers in here and, you know, waging war on the people. The other one is Leon Levine, the Leon Levine Foundation. He's dumped all this money. He finally passed, but the foundation continues. His claim to fame was Family Dollar. And if you've ever talked to any white person who worked for Family Dollar, they will tell you it was the worst experience of their life. It was one of those places where they'll hire you at minimum wage, they'll abuse you and abuse you and abuse you, and if you ask for a 5-cent raise, they would fire you, you know. And basically, the Family Dollars would come into an area much like Walmart and run everybody else out of business. And once they, you know, price gouge the market down and run everybody out of business, then they jack their prices up. That was their business model, right? And yeah, so he's suddenly this big philanthropist, the Schaefer Kike Dykes, big philanthropist, because they love this area so much. And it's like, seriously, you know, why would a bunch of Jews just suddenly decide that they just want to, you know, dump all this philanthropy money out of the goodness of their hearts on a high-functioning white Christian community in the Appalachian Mountains. Well, after so many years, you see why. Because now it's been completely destroyed through philanthropy, and they still claim the moral, intellectual, and ethical high ground, that we're doing good in the world. We're like the ADL, right? You know, we're fighting hate for good and things like that. And it's like, no, this is warfare. It's just fourth, fifth generation warfare, but the end game is the same. They want Amalek destroyed. They want Christianity destroyed, and they're doing a great job of it up here.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Amalek, so I'm going to go right now to BitChute. Oops. I'm going to go to BitChute. Sorry. That's the wrong thing. And I'm going to look up Amalek, and I'm going to find the rabbi. It's like a two-minute video. Just play it. Might as well play it real quick, and we can just give that this video about.
Yeah, this is what these people think.
Yeah, here it is, right? Yeah, here's the rabbi right here. Okay, let me give it to Mike. Put it in here. Hold on, I got to copy it. So, folks, you know, if this is new information to you, well, here's right straight from their own tongues, this chicken swinger rabbi. Mike, go ahead and just play that. Get that there.
In America today, we have white supremacy. In the Torah, we had Amalek. Amalek is seen as the eternal enemy of our people, whose members found strength by making us suffer. Therefore, when the Lord your God grants you safety from all your enemies around you, and the land that the Lord your God is giving to you as a hereditary portion, you shall blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Do not forget. Our rabbinic sages parse these sentences and derive two distinct meanings. Blotting out the memory of Amalek is a military command, literally to destroy Amalek. Now facing today's Amalek, we are reminded that the Torah calls us not just to escape, but to extirpate Amalek. We are commanded to do real and literal battle against it. That means coming off the bench in the fight against white supremacy. It means putting our reputations and our money and our physical bodies on the line. But also so that we are ready to answer people with radically destructive and incoherent versions of history. So that we can counter white supremacists. So that we can counter Amalek and blot them out by retaining on our lips and in our records their history. By being bearers of history, we can help guide the future. Blotting out Amalek need not merely be about military conquest. Equally important is ideological victory. And nothing could more readily counter white supremacy than a Jewish community proudly helping our Muslim neighbors. There is nothing that undermines a white supremacist worldview more than diverse communities getting along and building together towards the future.
Well, there you go. Blotting out Amalek, being bearers of history, blotting out the memory of all of Amalek, and say removing statues. Removing statues and doing exactly what you've described, Blackbird, moving into rural white Christian towns that were doing just fine on their own. And in comes the Jew, and they're blotting out Amalek, exactly like what you've described in New Boone, North Kakalaki.
Right. And, you know, just this past week, the Watauga Democrat, again, yeah, that's got a Jew editor. Well, it's like, why does Watauga County need a Jew editor at their newspaper? And it's out of state owned by the Adams family. And Adams not only is Jewish, but also skull and bones, right? And his father, Cedric Adams, got his claim to fame in the run-up to World War II as being the voice of the Midwest, who basically sold going to war with Germany to the American population out there, which was basically German and Pole immigrants, right? Now, just this past week, the Watauga Democrat had this, you know, just honey sweet article about how great it was that in addition to our new Muslim mosque we have up here, that Jewish philanthropists up here had been working with this Muslim family to set up a new business in New Boone in that area they're trying to turn into the Muslim section of town, right? And so you've got this Jewish philanthropist out there saying, yes, you know, Muhammad here, well, we're getting him set up, and this is part of the, you know, multicultural new boon that, you know, we got a thriving Muslim population here now and our thriving Jewish population. And meanwhile, we are, and you know, our thriving Black population and our thriving Mexican population, and they're completely strangling out the indigenous white heritage population. But yeah, you know, that they're just going on, that is so great that, you know, you're getting this, you know, Muslim business in Boone, right? Yesterday I had a FedEx driver, a lost FedEx driver, you know, not my normal FedEx guy that I've known for years. This guy, total Muslim, wearing his, you know, towel head, right? And realized he was at the wrong place, busted up our yard, almost ran over the well trying to turn his truck around in the absolute worst possible place he could turn around. And when I went out to the truck and asked him, is there a delivery? And he just yells at me, no delivery, wrong house. You know, and it's like, you just, you know, dug up my yard, almost ran over my well, Muhammad. And, you know, this is, you know, the contempt these people have. And all you got to do is look at what the thriving Muslim population has done to the UK. Look at Birmingham. Birmingham used to be a beautiful place. It is now a bankrupt cesspool that's putting up statues with women in hijabs, right? And, you know, that is what they want everywhere. Is the, you know, they see Islam as the broom that's going to sweep Christianity off the planet. And they're just telling us that this is great that you're being invaded because, you know, we're, you know, we got to blot out Amalek. And so when you listen to these guys, you know, these young rabbis that are just complete militants, you know, there's 613 mitzvahs in that Talmudic system. Three of those deal specifically with blotting out Amalek, which they say is white people, right? So this idea of they're on a holy crusade against white people and Christianity and justifying it legally with these three lines out of Deuteronomy, right? And so, or Exodus. Deuteronomy. Anyway, have to look that up. But yeah, those are the three mitzvahs that, yeah, they base all this on. And they're just completely, you know, self-righteous about it. Like, we're doing God's work here. We're fixing the world. We call it tikkun olam. And, you know, the problem is when they say they're fixing the world, that means your extinction. You know, that's where they're going with this. But if you bring that up, of course, you're an anti-Semite, you're a hater, you're a Nazi, you're a cracker, you're a redneck, you know, whatever. They can call you names all day long, but if you even look at them sideways, it's a hate crime, right? So back to you.
I don't know what else, I can add to that. I'll just applaud you for that fantastic description, very apt description of what's happening, the warfare that's being carried out by the Jews against us. These people have no connection whatsoever to the Bible and the history of the Bible. You know, they're taking a very racist approach. They call everybody else racist. That there really is no racism in the world that exists, really, that needs to even be mentioned, except for Jewish racism, because Jewish racism is a danger to all of the rest of humanity. Most namely, and at the forefront of that, is the white, you know, European race, because honestly, we're the opposite of what the Jew is taught. The Jew has piggybacked on us and has committed crimes in our name, and even co-opted us, used us to commit crimes for them, such as these wars in the Middle East and these world wars against each other. You know, the brothers' wars. And then blamed it on us when it would never, none of it would have ever happened if it weren't for the Jews. And yeah, so,
well, that's the thing that, you know, gets me. And just to clarify, it is Deuteronomy 25:17 and 25:19 are where those three mitzvahs come for, you know, exterminating Amalek. But, you know, after 9/11, you know, before 9/11, I didn't have a problem with Jews. I had Jewish friends. I worked for Jews at, you know, Research Triangle Institute in Raleigh, North Carolina, you know, one of the biggest concentrations of carpetbagger Jews ever, you know. And then 9/11 happened. And suddenly I started putting the pieces together on 9/11, and it's like, well, it looks like Israel attacked us, and suddenly I didn't have any Jew friends anymore. Then I touched the third rail about starting, you know, when good old Cass Sunstein and those guys came out and said that these 9/11 truthers are worse than Holocaust deniers. Well, it's like, let's go back and look at the Holocaust then. And you start to see the pattern of what happened, you know, what happened with World War II, what happened with World War I, what happened with the Spanish Civil War, what happened with the Bolshevik Red Revolution and the Holodomor, the Armenian Genocide, what happened with the U.S. Civil War, and then, you know, what happened with the War of Independence. And, you know, one of the things we were talking about off during the breaks was, you know, what would have happened with the Great Experiment if the first thing the Founding Fathers did was to ban all Jews from the nation, not just, you know, ban them from the government, but to actually throw them all out. You know, how much different would the Republic be?
Absolutely. Okay, we're up against a break. We'll be right back, folks.
We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Mm-hmm.
still see your blue sky, blue eyes hanging on a mango kiss. Hear the waves and the breeze in the Joshua trees. It was just about as good as it gets. Taste the salt on the wind, feel the sand on your skin, and the wild in the wind, like I'm right there again. Under a moon over Mexico, holding on to you as the love tide rolls. Whatever that buzz was, I ain't paid the sense, but I can't seem to let it go. There was a shine in the dark, a flame from a spark, and a light in the Pacific Coast. Under a moon
back in the final segment of the first hour. I'm William McQuillan here with Blackbird Nine. Blackbird Nine's got the Saturday Sax Snack Shack with Blackbird Nine on Saturdays from 7 to 8 p.m., so be sure to check them out. We're having a fantastic conversation. It's just all lucid and lit up, and we're just really exposing things here and talking about some great things. I wanted to call attention to Amazon. Well, don't get it on Amazon. I wouldn't recommend it, but there's a shirt. It's a General Patton, and it says, "We defeated the wrong enemy," by General Patton. It's got a picture of him on the front. You know, these are little things we can do. We get shirts like this and wear them out and about. You know, it doesn't say anything. You know, I think this is a good shirt because it's a good lead-in, and it doesn't, you know, directly say, you know, the Jews are behind all of the crap that's happening, which might be a little much to wear as on a shirt.
Get that tattooed on my forehead. It's the Jews. It's the chicken swingers.
Yeah. So if you think of anything else, you know, if you guys know of any other shirts, I mean, this shirt, I think there's other sites you can buy it on. I mean, it's on Amazon's the first link there. It kind of makes me suspicious. It's like a rat, like maybe they're trying to collect names from whoever orders this shirt, you know? So see if you can buy it from the original vendor, maybe, and get it there. Let's see, what else? We've got Kathleen in Texas. So, Kathleen, welcome.
Hey, William and Blackbird. William, I'm sorry to tell you, but you last time you were on the air, you sounded so much improved. Today, you went right back to speakerphone in a metal box, and it's so bad with the echo, and I really want to hear what you have to say. I mean, I can hear Blackbird, so I don't mean to be, I hope you won't hold it against me, but you sound terrible.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was muted. Okay, so I'm switching out my... hang on for a second, Kathleen. You can tell me in real time, but I want to just... I want to jump over to Blackbird real quick. I know you're just calling about the sound, but... Kathleen, stay on real quick. We're going to come... We're at the end of the show, so we'll go into the next hour. And stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Don't forget to go to Republic Broadcasting and donate, folks. Thanks.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry. It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.